You're listening to Jay Roberts, and today my guest is Elizabeth Murphy.
Hi, Jay.
Welcome. Thank you for coming in. So, can you tell us a little bit more about biogeochemistry?
Basically, it's talking about Earth's system cycles. So that's the water cycle, nitrogen cycle, carbon cycle, which is really important in climate change.
I understand you've been involved in a community restoration and education project. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
That's right. So one of the projects I worked on as an environmental scientist was the program manager for the Applegate Watershed Council. A watershed is a really basic unit of an ecosystem. So it's the area that catches all the rain that feeds to a certain river. So in the western U.S., we have a lot of local grassroots organizations organized around watersheds, and these are their local ecological homes or environmental homes that they work to protect and take care of as a community.
And so the Applegate program in Oregon was facing a particular set of issues, I imagine.
That's right. Actually, the Applegate Watershed Council was one of the first watershed councils to be established in the U.S., and they were looking at conflicts between logging and stream health. And so they formed to try to help resolve those conflicts by bringing both people, both sides of it, to the table, because both types of people are involved in local community.
Could you tell us a little bit more about the problems that come up with logging and how that would affect stream health?
So you wouldn't think that maybe an upland forest would affect a stream, but it plays a really huge role in the health of streams and the health of the fish and the very existence of the fish. So if you clear cut or even cut too much forest upland, then you get a lot of effects in the stream. So you get a lot of sediment that might go in the stream to pollute it. You get less shading, which means the temperature of the stream rises. So salmon are really temperature sensitive. They won't have babies if the water is too hot. And one thing we don't think about is streams also need a lot of big old wood in them.
Why do you think farming has lost its appeal to young people?
I think that's a really complex social and political and cultural question. Today, and across the world actually, we have a real lack of young farmers. There's a big barrier to having access to land, having access to the money to buy the capital equipment you need, and then having access to the education, actually knowing what it is to not just grow a plant, but how to do it so that you're actually making money. You know, and you're not breaking your back for no reason. So there's this idea of the poor farmer. You don't have to be a poor farmer, but you do have to make good business decisions and know how to run a good business. And you have a lot of advantages as a small farmer because you're flexible.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Questions. Number 26. What is one thing that we learn about the Applegate Watershed Council? Number 27. What is one thing that Elizabeth mentions regarding stream health?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.